MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 26, 2025. The future of the North Shore Recovery High School will be discussed. Officials tour the new senior affordable housing in Gloucester. Partly cloudy, high near 50. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:13 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the future of North Shore Recovery High School remains unclear, but the school's board plans to have a public meeting on the facility's financial state later this spring as it irons out an FY26 budget and looks at cutting some positions. Outcry came from current and former students last week when Principal Michelle Lipinski confirmed the school may have to close or downsize in the near future in light of financial constraints. The school opened in 2006 for students ages 14 to 21 struggling with substance abuse and mental health issues. It operates in partnership with the North Shore Education Consortium. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times that Gloucester officials, Affordable Housing Trust members, and representatives of some local nonprofits on Tuesday toured an apartment in the new John J. Meany Senior Housing Building at 71 Middle Street, a YMCA of the North Shore project that has created 44 affordable units for seniors that has been full since it opened in October. Later, officials gathered in Jack's Place, the building's community room where Mayor Greg Verga signed a giant mock check for $1.5 million in federal American Rescue Plan Act dollars for the city's reinvigorated Affordable Housing Trust. The funding, which has gone out to several affordable housing initiatives, came by way of listening sessions on how the city should spend $23 million in coronavirus relief funding, which overwhelmingly favored affordable housing. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie reports in the New Report Daily News in Salisbury. Paused since the end of January, the Salisbury Beach Sand Replenishment Project is set to temporarily resume Thursday, while officials hunt for additional resources and money needed to complete the project. Selectman Chairman Michael Colburn said, "We're still working on trying to secure more sand and some more funding, but we've got some sand already." In May, the State Department of Conservation and Recreation committed $1.75 million to the project to stop erosion. The erosion was exacerbated in December 2022 when a major winter storm hit the region. The project, awarded to T. Ford Company, Inc. of Georgetown, has seen large volumes of sand brought to the beach to restore the most affected areas. And Zach Laird's writing on itemlive.com, after a four-year hiatus, the Habitat for Humanity International Food Fair will officially be returning to Swampscott on March 8. The food fair will be returning for the first time at the First Church in Swampscott, located at 40 Monument Avenue. The event runs from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It will offer attendees a chance to learn about ongoing building projects and taste a diverse plethora of foods from around the world. It will also feature a silent auction for residents. All proceeds from the event will go to Essex County Habitat for Humanity and Habitat for Humanity International in order to help the organization's goal of creating and improving affordable housing. Sports. The defending MIAA Division I boys hockey champions St. John's Prep team opened the 2025 playoffs last night with a 4-0 win over Andover. Chris DeBella netted two goals for the Prep in the win, while goaltender A.J. Farese earned the shutout. In other boys hockey, Newburyport knocked off Gloucester in the D2 tournament with a 6-1 win last night. The defending D3 state champs Marblehead will open tournament play tonight at home against Blackstone Valley at 7 p.m. In girls hockey, St. Mary's dropped a 1-0 game to Winchester at the Connery Rink last night in Lynn. The Swampscott girls basketball team earned a 43-33 tournament win over Southeastern Volk. Big Blue freshman Anna Canders knocked down 24 points for Swampscott. Also last night, Saugus topped Auburn 59-25. In other girls' hoops, Rockport topped Abby Kelly Charter School 55-26, and Manchester Essex beat Sturgis Charter School West 59-15. Celtics picked up a 111-101 win in Toronto last night. They're right back at it tonight against the Pistons in Detroit. The Bruins lost to Toronto in overtime 5-4 last night, and they'll host the Islanders tomorrow night. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.